Hey everyone, welcome to episode 3 of the Reckoning podcast. My name is Reckoning, aka Mitch, and this is, like I said, episode 3, which is the second podcast of 2020. Today is Tuesday the 7th, so this is the day that this will go up. I know I left it to the very last minute. I will be honest, this week has been busy in terms of work and just not being able to focus and kind of come up with a good plan for this week's episode. I only managed to write down one thing that I wanted to talk about, which is kind of in relation to video games, so hopefully that will be interesting and mainly a PlayStation discussion. But let's see what I come up with while I'm talking. So by doing so, I'm just going to kind of go through the week. So I went back to work on the day after last week's show, and that was kind of interesting. You know, when you have a bit of a period off and you go back to work, the first few days is just, for me anyway, in my business, checking emails, which took quite a while, trying to catch up on all the crazy things that kind of went and broke or just basically didn't happen over the Christmas break because there was no one around to do them, or the people that were around were basically just a skeleton crew and did their very best. And I have to say that the team that did work over the Christmas, there was only two of them, and I don't know how they managed to do so much. Dan Cassidy, don't think you might ever listen to this because I don't really talk about this podcast in work. It's kind of just, I don't really talk about it to anyone. I kind of want this podcast to be something that might just get discovered by people and listened to. I don't know if I'll promote it on my social media. I haven't done so far. I don't think I will promote it until I feel like I've got something that's good and that has content that people want to listen to each week. But like I said, Dan, Cassie, you guys were amazing over the Christmas break. I came back into work and just super busy. The days have went by quickly, thankfully, but that's just because there's just so much work. So the weekend, what did I end up doing at the weekend? The weekend we got my girlfriend her new gaming laptop, actually. We went with an Acer Predator. In terms of model, it's a Predator Helios 300, I believe. And it's not the highest spec one, unfortunately. It was about 1,000... Let me think. Maybe 1,300... dollars, and probably euros around the same mark as well. We paid 35,000 Czech crown. And the crown is different pricing structure, obviously, but yeah. So we did that on Sunday and played around with that for a little bit. I haven't properly played with it all. I've tried to, but obviously it's her toy and she's right now she's playing Grand Theft Auto 5 on it, and it's the first game she's kind of run on it, and today's Tuesday since she bought it, and I just had a look at it and it's running phenomenally way better than when it was running on my old. I have a MacBook Pro, which I will be honest, I had one previously, bought a 2013 model, and I do think that was a great MacBook for the time. I got a lot of great use out of it and it was perfect. This MacBook Pro, I just feel like I wish I didn't buy it. I wish I didn't put my money back into buying another MacBook. I definitely will say after this MacBook that I will just go with a different laptop, a Windows laptop or something that is maybe it's not a case of the power. I just want something that is kind of that size but just has a better battery life and can actually just perform better without having the fans go too crazy if I'm running something that's not that, intensive. So I was letting her use that MacBook to play games like Tomb Raider. Actually worked just pretty okay on it. It didn't have any problems, but we did try running Grand Theft Auto 5 on it, and it was just noticeably bad, like very, very bad on the lowest settings. So we couldn't get to run, and she was on about getting a gaming laptop for quite a while. So we decided to go with a Acer Predator, mainly because it just, out of all the laptops we played in the Alza, which is like where we bought it, the Alza is the store where we bought it, it just had the nicest feel, like in terms of like the weight was really nice. It wasn't too heavy. It was like 2.4 kg or 2.3, and it is an aluminum casing, so it's kind of nice. Yeah, and she kind of picked it out herself. She was definitely on the ball when it came to like what she knew, what she wanted. Obviously, we would have wanted something a little bit more powerful if we could have gotten it, but like our price budget was that, and that's where we kind of decided like, okay, this is the best one. So yeah, it's a cool laptop. I hope I get to like play around with it when I get some time. Mainly I will probably just play Dota 2 on it, because that's the only PC game I have ever played. Yeah, it's safe to say that's all I've ever played, and I've put about 5 to 6 years into that game, and don't continue to do so as much now, actually. Like, I'm not really a fan of it at the moment. The new update I'm not a big fan of, and I don't think a lot of people are, because it has experiencing the lowest player base it's had since 2013, 2014. I think 2014 was the lowest, but now it's right there with it. So I don't know, I could it be dying, or I think the pro scene will be fine, and I kind of just follow the pro scene, the esports scene now, more than I actually really enjoy playing. I played like a few games, like I played one today and I played one at the weekend, but I remember days where I would sit down and play it easily like 8 hours and just, you know, not get up and stuff. I know that's not good. I'm not doing that kind of intense gaming anymore. I really don't have the time and prefer to do a bit more productive things, like what we discussed on last week's episode. So yeah, so that was the weekend pretty much. Didn't really go anywhere else. So yeah, and then today's Tuesday, so the past 2 days just been working, and they have been kind of okay days at work. We are very, very busy, and I don't see us getting any less busy for a while. So I'm just making it my point to not really do any overtime. Just come in, do my hours, finish, and enjoy my afternoons. So yesterday I actually sat down and decided to finish off watching Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And if people are curious of what my opinion or what I think of that movie is, I really just didn't enjoy it. I wouldn't say the hype or anything like that. I mean, I seen a lot of hype, but it actually didn't really impact me too much, because I wasn't rushing to watch the movie at any point. I just knew Quentin Tarantino movie. I usually enjoy or like his movies, so I was kind of just expecting kind of something along the lines of just enjoying it, or there's an interesting story, or, you know, it's got Leonardo DiCaprio, it's got Brad Pitt, and it's got Margot Robbie. That's an interesting casting, so hopefully it's good. And yeah, just wasn't really, I don't know, maybe I just didn't get it, like maybe I just didn't understand what he was going for, but I just didn't find it that great, unfortunately. So yeah, but I'm still glad I watched a movie nevertheless, because I actually haven't been doing that enough lately. I haven't watched any new movies or anything like that, so I'm trying to make it like a thing where I will try and watch a movie one or two a week. So I'm going to line up that movie where Matt Damon and Christian Bale, the movie about Ford. I'm kind of going from one old time movie like Once Upon a Time to another old time movie, because I think this movie is based I don't know the year, but I just know it's based definitely in, you know, before I was born, maybe. So, yeah. Can't really say too much other than that. I guess the only thing that kind of popped up in my head and I thought, like, okay, here's maybe a topic to discuss on the podcast. I just wanted to bring up about... back on gaming, and so sorry if people are listening that aren't really interested in video games, and I'm not going to go on too long about this, but for anyone that is listening that is into video games or plays them, mainly PlayStation I'm talking about here, I remember getting an email from PlayStation, and they send out like emails every month to inform people of like the PlayStation Plus monthly games you know, venture. And it's basically, if you're a PlayStation Plus member, every month you will get two games from Sony, and yeah, and usually, like, in the past, I definitely have been more interested in the games that they have been doing that with. Like, they gave games that I thought that they weren't out too long, and that they were pretty good AAA games. And to give them free so soon, I mean, technically it's not free, you're paying like 50 or 60, I think now it is, per year for PlayStation Plus. But if sometimes, like right now, they're running a sale where you can buy 12 months for 44, so if you're interested in that, you should get in on it if you know that you're going to continue to pay for it. I know I'm going to continue to pay for it regardless of my opinion, and my opinion right now is that I kind of feel like Sony has not been really delivering on the content in terms of what games are offering. I think last month it was, don't get me wrong, now I know Titanfall 2 is a very popular game, well, maybe not popular, but definitely like a highly rated game, but this is a game that I think everyone might have bought at some stage, mainly because the reviews were very, very good, and they have been offering that game several times on PlayStation the store on sale for like I think $5, and I had just picked it up not too long ago, so it kind of felt like this month, last month was like Titanfall 2, and I think it was like some motocross game, and I'm not really into motocross games, and I'm not all that into first person shooters if I'm being honest either. Like I play here and there, but not really that into them. I've been playing Apex Legends a little bit, actually, and kind of getting into that, but I think it's more because I just love that music that plays on the home menu and in the game, but that game's kind of fun. But yeah, so like last month was not really that great for me, and then this month they're offering Uncharted like the Legacy, which is basically Uncharted 1, 2, and 3, which were PlayStation 3 games, all kind of like ported over to the PlayStation 4. And they're also offering a Goat Simulator for PlayStation Plus members. And like I've played Uncharted, and I know obviously they're going to offer games that I might already own or I might have already played, so I know that's bound to happen, but I feel like it's happening a lot more often than it used to. And I think like, okay, Goat Simulator might be a fun game to play around with for a little bit, but I didn't really get into it. I know there might be like a lot of depth to this game that I'm not aware of, but I just know for me it's not really my style. So I'm just really hoping that, like, you know, that the PlayStation Plus offerings just maybe get a bit, I don't know, a bit more hype. Maybe when the PlayStation 5 starts to roll out, when that happens, it might, you know, do something interesting then. Maybe they're kind of like letting it die down a bit now because they want people like to think like, you know, very like low expectation, and then like they're just going to come out of nowhere with like an uppercut. Now, very true. I think this could be a strategy of theirs, but I just feel like I've been playing for PlayStation Plus, I'm pretty sure, since it came out, or maybe 6 months after it came out, and I've been very pleased with all the games that I've received over the years, and I think it's only within the last year, maybe a year and a half, where it's kind of like, it's not been the best, but I'm still getting games for free that I know I might play. But I just feel in the past few months it's not been that great, especially over like a Christmas period. I kind of went on a bit longer than that I was expecting to. Maybe if anyone listening that can agree, or maybe if you even disagree, you can let me know. But so that's been something that's been on my mind a little bit. So what else has been going on? I have not been going to bed earlier than I was hoping to. I want to try and start doing the 6 a.m. rise challenge, or not even a challenge, I used to do it previously, but I want to get back into that as well. I have yet to create a YouTube video for the Curve Card app and card itself. And I think I should hopefully get something going. Hopefully this weekend I'll just like set across some time and just get something together. Because I really do, I'm a huge fan of the Curve Card. I know I brought up in last week's episode, I'm super on board, especially today when I was using it. I was in a place called Baguettery Boulevard. It's like kind of like a Subway equivalent, but I think it's much better than Subway. And I was just in there and I went to go use my card, and as soon as I scanned it I was like, oh, I know this is, I'm using the card that has like no money on it. So I knew that this transaction was going to fail. But while I knew it was going to fail, I was like, I just said to the woman, oh, this is going to fail, don't worry, just let it go through again. And she was kind of like, what? So, because she doesn't understand, obviously. But I just went into the app very quickly while the failure thing was about to pop up, changed over to the card that I knew had money on it, and just scanned straight away. And I was kind of thinking, like, I wonder if it's able to update that quickly, like literally from going into the app and selecting a new card and scanning it straight away. Does it have, is it like, you know, not advanced, like, I mean, what's the word, but is it that like intuitive and stuff? And I was pleasantly surprised. It was just like, I selected the card, I scanned straight away. Like I would say within 1 to 2 seconds of just selecting the new card that I wanted the Curve Card to represent, it just works straight away, like instantly. There's no kind of like, okay, you've changed from this card to the other, you have to allow a 5-minute period of waiting until we can update the servers for this to work. No, it was just like instantaneously, and I just kind of like it took away, it kind of made me think like, oh, all right, I don't ever need to be that person at the checkout line where I need to like panic if I use the wrong card or something or anything like that. It's just like, okay, if I make a mistake, I can just quickly recorrect the mistake, because I know I have the money in the right card. I just unfortunately selected the wrong card for this transaction. I'll just update it very quickly. So so I continue to enjoy using the Curve app. I just think the benefits of them, basically they've got great tracking of all like my receipts for anywhere that I shop and everything. I did notice actually the one thing I will say for people, when you get the Curve app and you get the card, you can select 3 realtors to purchase stuff from and gain points basically on your Curve card. And when I was using it in Starbucks, I noticed that I wasn't getting the ping to say, you have accumulated these points. And I was like, okay, weird. The first time I did it, I was buying something that wasn't a coffee, so maybe I just thought, okay, it has to be a coffee. But no, the next time I did it, same thing, didn't get any points. So I did email Curve, and they mentioned that this can happen with some realtors where they are the brand, like Starbucks is the brand, but unfortunately it just didn't register. So I emailed back, but I haven't heard anything back yet. And my request back was, well, in this case, if it's possible, can I just change my Starbucks instead to Amazon as my, you know, rewards cashback? Because everything else has worked like perfectly so far. Like I have Tesco, I have McDonald's, and I have Starbucks. And I know like that sounds like an unhealthy mix, but for the moment and what they're offering, like the realtors are offering, these are the ones that I can see myself using the most. My girlfriend, she regularly goes to Starbucks to get like a hot chocolate. She can just pay with my card and I can get money back on it. That was my idea and my thinking about it. And also just paying for my girlfriend's Starbucks every once in a while is a nice gesture to do while getting some interest on points. But now that Starbucks doesn't work, or it could be just that Starbucks that I went to, like there's another one I could test it out with to see if it works. Maybe I'll do that if they don't get back to me. But they will. They generally, Curve do get back to people. I don't find like I'm waiting ever too long. I know people might send a support message and be like, I haven't heard back in like 24 hours. Like, this is a scam or something like that. Like, no, it's just Christmas period. They're probably getting a lot of these questions, so better maybe just to ask online or go into the community is also a possibility. So yeah, what else? Yeah, not much else. Not, this isn't gonna be a long podcast, guys. Like I mentioned, been very busy at work, but hopefully I'm just going to commit better to preparing more of an idea of what we're going to talk about on these podcasts, because I'm still just like trying to come up with an idea for some kind of content to do. Like, I think it's very difficult to do content by yourself in a podcast form, especially when you don't really have any. I started listening to the Ride the Lightning podcast. I believe it's called Ride the Lightning. Oh, sorry about that. It is a podcast that's basically a Tesla podcast, and it's hosted by Ryan McCaffrey. I first heard of him through IGN.com and their podcast, and I heard him like pimping this podcast for like years, and I never checked it out. And it wasn't until like, I don't know, I kind of went on this kind of Tesla, kind of like watching everything about Tesla, watching a lot of Elon's videos and being like, oh yeah, Ryan McCaffrey has this podcast. And I assume like he would do the podcast like him and someone else talking about Tesla and stuff. But no, that guy, he does the podcast by himself. He goes through the news of the week of what's happening in Tesla. He has people submit questions via like a phone call or like send an MP3, and he answers the questions. What else? He kind of just goes on about his like experience with his Tesla that week. And even though I don't have a Tesla and I'm interested like in Tesla now, and I know I'm not going to have one for quite a while, probably a few years, but hopefully in that time they may have like gone down in price to purchase, or just newer models and better models have come out since. But yeah, he does it all by himself. Like, maybe there was one episode where he interviewed the maker of Stardew Valley and talked to him about installing Stardew Valley as a game in a Tesla. Like, that was pretty interesting. But that wasn't the whole episode. Like, the rest of the episode was him just like talking. And like, I have to give huge props to Ryan. He is like always in a positive mood, and he's so humble and happy and nice to his fan base. Everyone that like calls in, like after he listens to the message, he mentions their name and he said, and thank you very much. And it's just like so natural. And he doesn't repeat the same kind of like sentences all the time. It's just like, I mean, he just super appreciative, nice guy, from my understanding, from listening to podcasts and listening to him talk. Like, he doesn't, he's not one of these people that's a complainer. He doesn't, I don't think I've ever seen him be mean, and, or, you know, just one of these genuine people. Just like really one of these genuine people that I know that would be lovely to speak to and meet and just have a conversation with. Yeah, so like, definitely if you're interested in Tesla, if you're listening to me, I highly, highly, highly recommend listening to his podcast, mainly because he does give great tips, and he gets great tips from the community about Tesla, and like speaking about like things that maybe you wouldn't be aware of, or kind of important things. And I'll just elaborate quickly. Like, he, on this week's podcast, he was speaking about his journey from going from San Francisco all the way back home. And for him in America, like, it's basically, I don't know how long he was traveling for, but it was a long road trip. So he was discussing like parts of the journey about getting to places where he could charge his Tesla pretty well and very quickly, but then also talking about places that were very, very busy and packed with people charging their Teslas and having to wait 2 hours there. So he paints like an honest description of like Tesla, like this company that he does love and adore, but he definitely makes tries to make people aware of like there are faults of a Tesla. Like, it's not just sunshines and rainbows, but I also think he's doing that to not just like, not in any way put people off the idea of a Tesla, but also just like anyone, I'm sure people from Tesla, I'm pretty sure there are people from Tesla listening. I don't know if Elon listens himself. He did have Elon Musk on a podcast to talk about Tesla and everything. So yeah, I think, yeah, he does incredible work. I'm kind of like just trying to like understand how people can just take this medium of podcasting and just do it by themselves. And he does a lot of research. I mean, I feel like, God, like he has like a family. He has to do all this research. He has to do all these, put all these quick audio logs into his podcasts for each week. And I know like it's definitely motivating when you do this, that, you know, you build up a following, and then your following can, you know, support you, because he does have a lot of people supporting him through Patreon and stuff like that. And that's like, I don't know if that could ever be like something in my wheelhouse. Maybe, like, it would be great. Like, I know it's like still a long ways out. I need, the first thing I need to do is be consistent and come up with content that's interesting. And right now I'm just talking into the microphone, and kind of like, I kind of know that people are probably not going to like hear this as it airs. I'm just kind of like I mentioned before, creating this kind of time capsule, and hopefully you know, in the future people can listen back and be like, whoa, like he was bad. He talked too long and went off topic too much. So yeah, I just need to be a bit more, just be better. Yeah. In terms of like my mood and everything, I definitely have to say I was very emo at the weekend. I think emo is an okay thing to say, like in terms of just like, I was just really annoying, depressing person at the weekend. I think a lot of it's to do with missing home and family and friends. And like, I know I have me and my girlfriend here, and like, she's amazing and I love her. There's also just that moment of like wishing I could just go home, and I know I could just go home at any moment, like just get a plane ticket and go. But yeah, miss my family. I do love them. I'm just kind of like frustrated with just work as well. So this weekend was kind of like, wasn't my best weekend in terms of like mentality. But I think a lot of that happens to everyone when they go back to work. And also, I just have not been trying to eat any sugar. Not like dieting hard, but I'm just dieting in ways of like where I'm not really getting any sugar. And we did actually stop into McDonald's after buying the laptop and coming back on the tram, just because we hadn't eaten anything all day, and that made my mood so much happier. So I think like a lot of it was to do with just like low, no food and no happiness, true food. But got a little bit of that and things got a bit better. So yeah, now I'm just trying to like stay positive, and just, I mean, really, like right now, actually, if you're listening to this in years down the line, like right now there's a lot of hardship in the world in terms of right now, and God, I said right now far too many times, but like in Australia, with the fires, I didn't understand the craziness until I just kind of looked at a map, and then I just read up on it a bit and read that like basically the size of Denmark has been burnt in Australia. and that kind of like put into my head, like, I mean, I have an idea of looking at Denmark on a map, and like holy crap. And it's just insane. And like half a billion wildlife have that's like the total that they're putting on how many like animals have been affected and killed. Like, it's unbelievable. And I really hope like things get better there soon. So I mean, if you're listening to this and have like just like a euro or something to save, and if someone on their Facebook is advertising donate thing, yeah, please consider giving a donation. It will go like a long way, helping like that country get back on its feet, because I think this has been the worst that I am aware of, a worst fire hazard thing to ever happen to Australia or probably anywhere in the world. I could be wrong on that, but like for me anyway, it's the one that I'm most aware of. And just kind of like when I hear the news about it and I look at the news, it is, and it's insane. I just wish like there was just something more that I could contribute to it. I mean, yes, contribute like some money and everything, but I mean physically contribute, like if I could go there and help out and stuff, like that would be amazing. I wouldn't feel so helpless. But yeah, I don't know like what's it down to. Like, I mean, why did this happen in terms of then like are like enough people trying to help, or like I don't know. I kind of feel like we're a world, a globe, and if it doesn't deem like profitable to help, or doesn't benefit in any way, when I really think about, when I really like sit and think about like the world and like all the dividing, it's kind of crazy. And I mean, if I'm not a really religious person, but I do feel like if there is a creator, and let's just say they kind of create their own time capsule, you know, they kind of like, okay, I'm going to create this and I'm going to come back in 1 million years or whatever, and I'm going to come back and look at like my creation and see how it's, you know, formed. I mean, there's huge pluses and then there's huge minuses. And if this guy has the ability to be like, okay, there's huge pluses but there's huge minuses, and he has a reset button, okay, do I believe that they can do better if I click reset and it's all gone? Like, I definitely think that there's like just really a 50-50 chance of that happening. Like, what if this like species is a species that just can't understand how people can live in one sphere and not all want to get along and help each other? Like, it's very possible. They could look at the world and think like it's a complete failure. Like, there's a lot of hate, like a stupid amount of hate, a crazy amount of hate. And then there's a lot of like, we're a lot of, I mean, destroying the world with factories and, you know, cutting down trees. And I mean, like, I can be talking like this right now and then people can be like, yeah, but you're a hypocrite because you know, you'd write on paper and, you know, you use bed sheets that were, you know, made from wood or whatever, like, and stuff like that. I guess, yeah, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm saying I'd like to be better about things. Is there a possibility that anyone can make a huge impact? I mean, we just had a YouTuber raise enough money to plant 20 million trees and connect that many people, which is huge. I don't know really much about Mr. Beast. I just know he does a lot of videos that kind of no one would ever think about doing. and has been able to get a lot of popularity, but also use a lot of that popularity for good things. So that's fantastic. But even is that enough to fix everything? Like, just don't know. God, I don't know how this podcast went this so kind of like, I wouldn't say it's too deep, because I don't really see myself being a kind of deep enough person. But I hope things get better. I hope the world improves. I hope maybe the world can unite better and not have to worry about one country wanting to do over another country. Sorry for if this has turned into a bummer, guys and girls. But I will try and do better in 2020 in any way I can, and try and just do better, I guess. I'm just really just looking for things to talk about right now, and I don't think I have much else to really say. So sorry for this has not been any way a great episode. I really hope to get something in place better. So again, thank you very much for listening. If you are interested in following me, I do have Instagram, where I do tend to post, and I do have Twitter, but I'm not too active there. But if you want to find me on any of those, I believe Instagram is just Reckoning. So that's Reckoning spelled with R-E. If you just look at the podcast name and just copy that, pretty much you'll find me. And the same on Twitter as well. So this is episode 3. I will come out next week with episode 4, and hopefully I will have something better in place to just make that more of an interesting episode. So thank you very much for listening, guys. Enjoy your week, enjoy your weekend, be safe, and take it easy.